Pope Benedict yesterday expressed the hope that all members of the international community might reach agreement on a responsible, credible response to the phenomenon of climate change, which he described as complex and disturbing. In remarks following the Sunday Angelus, the Holy Father also asked that leaders' response be consonant with the spirit and requirements of solidarity, taking into account the needs of the poorest people and future generations. His remarks came ahead of a UN climate change conference, which begins today in Durban, South Africa. South Africa's International Relations Minister, Maeting Koana Mashabane, is chairing the conference.
It is predicted that climate change will cause an increase in the frequency and intensity of natural disasters such as floods and droughts, threatening food security.
At stake is the future of the Kyoto Accord, which calls on wealthy nations to reduce carbon emissions 5% below 1990 levels by the end of next year. Poor countries want the industrial nations to commit to more cuts for a second period, but wealthy countries say they cannot carry the burden alone and want rapidly developing countries like China, India, Brazil, and South Africa to slow their emissions growth and move toward low-carbon economies. Also high on the conference agenda is the management of the Green Climate Fund, worth $100 billion annually, to help poor countries cope with changing climate conditions. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.